Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Diaz down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Skeens tonight. And a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Skeens. His sixth pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 99 on the inner edge. Three in a row. Struck out by Skeens. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Four strikeouts in a row by Skeens.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for Paul Skeens. That is his ninth strikeout. Two down in the eighth.
Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 200 strikeouts in the career of Paul Skeens. Comes in start number 28.
Yes, the phenom that is Paul Skeens won the NL Cy Young Award last night unanimously and quite obviously, and he quite obviously earned it, Bob. He was phenomenal, and that's what he's been. And his 1.96 career ERA through 55 starts, I believe, is the lowest of the live ball era, or since Ron Cook started covering baseball. It's the lowest in ever, really, because that's really when baseball began for me, is the live ball era. So he went on last night on a Zoom call with reporters, and Bob, he just opened up, was very expansive in his answers, very interesting in his answers. And we're going to get to a point in this where Stephen Nesbitt of The Athletic asks about a Randy Miller report at NJ.com that a teammate of Skeens basically said he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times, this alleged teammate said. And that Skeens has, quote, no confidence the Pirates are ever going to win with him in Pittsburgh and would like a trade, quote, well before he can become a free agent after the 29 season. Skeens was asked about that. You're going to hear about that in this conference call coming up. But what's your initial take just on that part of it, Bob?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he just loosely throws around that he wants to play with a team like that, knowing what they spend, knowing how much he can make. I think that's almost human nature. And the fact that he doesn't believe the Pirates would do enough to get his team there, I can understand that because history suggests he's right. But I will not. I'm not going to think that Paul Skeens is going to be one of these guys who's going to go in and demand a trade. He doesn't strike me as that. He strikes me as someone who's here. He knows he's going to be here. He may want at some point to be at another team, and he's going to get his wish at some point because they'll probably trade him before he ever gets to 2029.
You might be right about that, but he also strikes me as a guy that when he's part of a group, part of an organization, if he feels like there's somebody there not pulling their weight, he's going to become very unhappy. And there's somebody here who hasn't been pulling their weight, and that's the owner of
right.
the team. So I wouldn't be surprised if at some point, because a season in baseball is a lifetime. So one or two more of these, I could see that happening. But Bob, let's listen to Skeens' answer when he got asked about the report.
Paul, I don't know how good you are at ignoring the noise. There was a report today that you have told teammates that you want to play for the Yankees and that you're hopeful for a trade long before free agency. I just want to give you an opportunity to say if you wanted to address that at all.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I got shown the tweet and didn't really think anything of it, and I got some texts about it. You know, I'm on the Pirates. My goal is to win with the Pirates. I love the city of Pittsburgh. The fans are hungry to have a winner in Pittsburgh, and I want to be a part of the group that did that. I think about it the same way that
we'll get to the rest of the answer. He didn't take that opportunity to crush any of the ideas in that story and to say there's nothing there that's true, did he, Bob?
No, he said that I saw it and I want to be in Pittsburgh. That's all I took from that. So you can read into that anything you want to read into. He did not say no.
He didn't say that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I never told a teammate
right,
that.
He could have said that. But I also believe what he says. I know he does like it here. He goes to a lot of places.
For sure, he loves it here, and he loves the fans.
But I also think that, again, I'm just going to think from how he handles business, he's not going to be going in there demanding anything. He's going to demand that is, and I'm sure he's talked to those guys, whether it's Charrington, Nutting, or both, and say, look, we have something special. It's up to you guys to go and support it. He can say that behind closed doors. I don't think he'll come up and just go out and spout that in public. Now, do you believe he talked to teammates about being some? I'm sure he does. A lot of guys do. Oh man, what it'd be like to be on the Dodgers?
Well, the important thing here is he was presented with a platter saying, what did you think of the story? And he could have said, like I said, he could have said, no, that's just simply categorically untrue.
Would you have believed that then?
Believed what?
That he meant that?
Yes.
True? Okay.
Yes. I think he's he's an honest man,
right,
which is probably why he didn't squash it.
Okay, do you believe what he said about Pittsburgh and he wants to be here for...
Absolutely.
Okay, well...
what did he say about Pittsburgh? That he loves it and that he's a Pirate
hungry,
right
and
now.
And it's a hungry fan
and
base.
And that he's hungry. All that's true, yeah. What he didn't say is, yeah, I definitely want to be here, not only through this contract, but beyond anything like that.
Why would you put that out there if you're him?
Well, right, but...
I wouldn't do that either. He has money.
Right.
There
was nothing in the report that he said was untrue, correct?
Nothing in the report. I don't know. I don't know if he talked to guys who, you know, do we have names of guys? Can we ask those guys? I don't know. Again, I think most guys when they're sitting around talking
this.
With their buddy or
let's
says,
simplify
you know,
this.
What would it be like to play with the Yankees, man? I'd love to be able to. I'm sure people talk about that all the time.
Let's simplify it. The report said that Skeens told a teammate he wanted to get out of Pittsburgh well before 2029 and wants to play for the Yankees. Skeens was presented with the opportunity to respond to that and did not say anything about, no, that's absolutely not true.
Then I would have followed up and said, okay, just what you said. Paul, you've said that. I think we understand you like it here and want to do well here, but did you ever say to someone, I would have followed up with that.
And by the way, I don't blame him at all if that's how he views this situation, nor do I doubt his love of Pittsburgh or anything else. It was just interesting to me that he hardly squashed it. Let's hear the rest of it.
I was at the Air Force Academy. We had never been to a conference championship, and then my sophomore year we ended up winning the conference. We had never finished top four in the conference before that. Pittsburgh is, you know, in the way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose. And I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So I don't know where that came from. The goal is to win. I don't know the reporter that reported it. I don't know the player who supposedly said that, but the goal is to win, and the goal is to win in Pittsburgh.
Bob?
And I believe him on that. I think he wants, he's kind of put together that way. He wants to be that guy who, and he knows he is that guy. He's a confident enough, but he also knows in order to get him to the games that he wants to pitch in, he needs help, and he needs help from Bob Nutting specifically. And when you hear these reports about we're going to up the payroll, but it's really not going to be. He doesn't want to hear that, and I don't blame him if he gets mad about that. He has every right to go in and say, hey, are you serious about this or not?
Yeah.
All these fan bases think this way of you guys. You should be offended by that. I'm here to try to change it. I can't do it without your help. And that's what I would tell them directly. Do I think he's going to go in and say, get me out of here? No, I don't. Because he knows, realistically, Joe, even though he's a free agent after 2029, the Pirates will never take it up to that. They'll get something for him before then. So to me, he's operating under this year and next year, 26 and 27. And that's when the Pirates...
Yeah, and what if they lose and lose and lose, and then the third year comes around and they don't trade him and he's still losing?
Well, I mean, things can change. As you say, there's more evidence. I think he's in a boat right now that he wants to see them do more than they've ever done to try to help them win. And that's where he is.
Yeah. So no, I hear you. For me, what's important here with that whole conversation, the story and his response, isn't whether Skeens privately harbors like a desire to flee the Pirates. Who wouldn't, right? And play for a team like the Yankees. Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
It's more about an economic system in baseball where a team like the Pirates can't pay a guy $500 million. They can't.
Choose not to.
Bob, they can't pay a guy $500 million.
Over the course
There's
of
no
how many
small
years?
Market team that can do that. And on top of that, it's about Bob Nutting's just this franchise and his unwillingness to pay guys way less than that, which just rain on everything, including this Cy Young Award. He wins this thing, and the story comes out right before it. And like we've said many times, Bob, it's the blessing and the curse of having Paul Skeens. The blessing is he's awesome. He's a great person. Seemingly, he's obviously a great pitcher. We're lucky to have him. That's the blessing. The curse is that instead of toiling in anonymity, instead of practicing their lines and fumbling their dance moves in the basement somewhere, the Pirates are now live on Broadway for everybody to see them doing that. They have become a story, a huge story in baseball, because Skeens is on their team, and that shines a glaring, blinding light on everything they do, and it ain't pretty. That's the curse. It's a blessing,
and they should want to change it.
Well, I can want to change everything.
They haven't done it in 2 years. Okay.
2 years. They haven't done it in 30 years.
Well, I'm talking about under Skeens. So what I'm saying to you is, you say it's on them in a system that has no boundaries. You can do whatever you want. Spend a little, spend a lot, spend whatever you want. They're choosing year in and year out not to spend enough.
I agree.
So I hope that system changes. That's another topic down the road. But you're telling me they can't afford...
Well, wait a second. You just said two different things.
It may change after 2026 season when they have a work stoppage.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And if you're a fan of baseball in these sort of markets, then you'd want that to change, and you want it to be radical, and I don't care if I miss time and not see baseball. They should have that mindset. Anyway, you're telling me you can't afford... What, their payroll was in the 80s, right? Let's say you brought in a $50 million a year player. Just one, okay, and add them to what they have. That's $130 million. You don't think they can operate under $130 million budget?
Maybe, yeah.
So if you give a 10-year, $500 million player, you can't fit that in? That's why I say choose. You can
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Choose to do it. Your payroll is still well below what anyone else pays. Why wouldn't you do that if you felt you had something that's special?
I think that's completely unrealistic. That a team in this market size is going to spend $500 million on a player.
I'm saying,
Bob Nutting is very rich. He's probably a multi-billionaire, right? You're saying $500 million on one player?
For 10 years, it's $50
million
a year.
Would Oakland do it? Would Tampa do it? Could they do it?
Could they do it? Sure, they could do it.
The Pirates could spend more and should spend more.
All right.
If we're going to sit here and say they should spend $500 million on one player.
Padres have spent all sorts of money on players, too.
All right, then it's not the system then.
They chose.
Then you're saying more vociferously than anybody in this town ever has, forget the system. This is 100% on the Pirates.
I want the system.
If they can afford $500 million player, it's not on the system.
To make it so that they don't have a choice, that they have to spend. That's what I want the system to do.
Well, why? It's their choice. Why should they be forced? Why should they be forced into it?
Because you have to reinvest in your product. That's what this system does.
If they can afford Paul Skeens at $500 million, then the system's fine. If it's only a matter of choice, nothing's wrong.
Do you think they could afford adding a $50 million payroll to the current play world they have?
A $50 million player.
1 year player for $50 million to take it to 130.
Yeah, but who's going to be around him?
Okay.
Well, what team in history has had a $130 million payroll with $50 million in one guy?
Maybe the one guy will make a difference. If that one guy is a 45 to 50 home run hitter, it doesn't even have to be that. I'm talking about in free agency this year, you have Eugenio Suarez, who's a third baseman. The Pirates have no third baseman right now.
Well, now,
right?
Now we're
now,
talking.
Now you can
yes,
go out and
course.
Get something.
For an
but
eight,
you
for
have to
an
be willing to
dollar.
Do it.
Yeah, that's a different conversation than a $500 million
Okay, but my point is it's still a choice. You can make choices. It doesn't have to
yes,
be 1 year.
Yes, of course.
How about two Eugenio Suarez bats?
Yes, yes.
Then do it.
Yes, yes.
That's
We've been
what
saying that for a million years.
And that's why
I'm the one who never says that Major League Baseball's economic system is an excuse for them. But it's also a fact that it's blatantly and ridiculously unfair when you have a market like the Dodgers and their local television, everything they rake in.
I agree.
In,
I've been yelling that for 20 years. What I'm saying, though, if they vote on this system, Joe, these so-called small market teams are okay with it.
I know.
And why? Because they pocket the money. They don't reinvest it into their project. Many of them do. You got to put it into your system. Put it into your payroll.
100%. It should be written. I've said it 100 times. Yes, to all of that.
So that's what,
and I still don't think markets like Pittsburgh and Oakland and Tampa, the smallest television markets, the smallest economic bases in the league, are going to go out and realistically spend, or could even, $500 million on a baseball player. That's ridiculous.
How much is Paul Skeens going to be worth?
That.
Okay.
At least that.
Yeah, probably more than that. Although he doesn't do what Ohtani does, so it won't get to that level. But when you look at pitchers like Gerrit Cole, $350 million, whatever, you're going to be up above that, yes, in that range. I think if you want somebody like that, if you think you can have an ace like that who can set your starting rotation up, I think it would make more money for you in the long run. I think your investment in him.
They
makes
already
money.
Have him. How would it make you more money in the long run? They already have him.
I'm talking about if you win.
Well, but you're not going to be able to build a roster.
Sure, you could just spend more.
Bob, you just said add a $50 million guy to this roster. This roster stinks.
My point is adding $50 million to the payroll. However you do it, you do it. But I'm saying operating at $85 million is going to be very difficult. If you can up that while he's here, and that's the thing. He's like a rookie quarterback who's on a first-year contract.
Yes.
You could have and should have done it. You missed 2 years of this now.
Yes.
So now you have 2 more years potentially. And if it goes well, maybe he would embrace sticking around for another year.
Do you have
any
confidence that they'll get this right?
No, I don't. But the frustration is they don't even try. That's my frustration.
Mine too, and everyone else's.
Everyone is conditioned to say they won't ever do it. But okay, you've been told that a million times. You've been showed that a million times. It's time for them to turn this around and spend and try. And if you don't, if it doesn't work because you misallocated your money, haven't you done that already?
Yes, you're preaching to the choir on that one. I've spent an entire freaking career writing about Bob Dunning and how he should spend more. That's different than a half billion dollar player.
Now, well, okay.
So get the payroll.
What I said,
get
$50 million or $130 million. That's what I'm saying. However you do it, at least you'll be in the Milwaukee range.
While he's here,
right?
They need to get it done.
And you may fail. You may not get the right people. But at least you're going to give yourself a chance with a proven person, somebody who's had a resume that is worthy of that money, who could help a pitching staff that I think will be as talented as any pitching staff in baseball, starters.
Limits, would you like to weigh in on all this?
Yeah, I think that you guys are both right in many different respects. But I side with you, Joe. Like, there is a way in so many other sports for teams to be able to keep their stars. And if this was the Steelers, if this was the Penguins, we would not be having any of these discussions.
Because they have the system.
Right. Because it's so utterly stupid the way baseball is.
Why do they have that system? Because people like Dan Rooney a long time ago convinced the powers that be, him being one of them really, that the way to survive across the country with all
not
markets
just survive,
having a chance.
But thrive.
Was to share money and not let anybody spend more than anybody else.
Which makes sense.
That's called a salary cap. And by the way, how could the players not want this? The best pitcher in baseball is going to make less than $1 million next season. But the players are all like, oh my God, a salary cap? That'd be crazy. Meanwhile, they're tied to these teams for 6 years. They don't even get to be a free agent until their seventh year, or maybe their sixth in some cases.
The Players Association should want change.
And that would be the bargaining chip I would throw.
I say, okay, you want all this? Fine. But my guys, after 3 years, total free agents.
All you need to know about this system is that Paul Skeens is going to make less than $1 million next season.
He's going to be less than Eli Holstein, who won't even play.
You're right. He's less than Eli Holstein.
That is correct.
Think about that. And yet the players are like, oh, you're not changing this.
No, you know why? Because the top end players like it. The guys like Ohtani love
it. Exactly.
All those guys. But if you factor it down, the average salary on generally 80% of those players is not all that much. But the way to change that, is to make a system that's equitable for everyone.
Because even in that case, like if you approach Skeens and let's say year three or year four, hey, Paul, we want to sign you to a big deal, and you're getting the revenue sharing money that Los Angeles and other teams are giving you,
you
with
a
salary
chance.
Cap and a salary floor, there's a realistic chance of that happening. I mean, that's what saved the Penguins.
You're not getting us to. You're not getting us to sign up for a salary cap. Well, why don't you take a look at some of the systems in other leagues?
It has to be for the good of the game. It has to be for the good. The commissioner here, I think, is starting to change his tune. By the way, he wants that for the good of the game. These other, it's tried and proven in the NFL, in the NHL, NBA is a little different, but it still operates, with limitations at certain points. You have to have it in order to survive and thrive as a league. Competitive balance is awesome. That's what, and yet I know people are going to bark back and say, well, look at these teams that are competitive. I'm talking about every year having a chance, a legitimate chance, not just 1 year out of 10 where everything works in your favor and you get it.
And we've been told that the owner is going to be a champion for small markets. We're really going to find out if that is the case.
Well, I hope he is.
One thing that I thought was really fascinating, we haven't gotten to the clip yet, is what Skeens had to say overall about the organization and winning.
Let's hear it.
And part of this is, he said, talk is cheap.
Hey, Paul, Scott Moore, Bucko Banner. What does it mean to you to do this in Pittsburgh and to ultimately help bring winning baseball back to the city and the fan base?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need to do. That needs to be the focus every day in the locker room. I think that, over the past 2 years, it's funny because you show up at the beginning of spring training and everybody's motivated and happy and hopeful. That's the feeling that I've had over the past couple of years. And then as the season gets on, the newness wears off and, you get into the grind of June, July, August, and, your why changes. The reason that you show up to the ballpark changes. What you're trying to accomplish every day changes. The focus needs to be, winning a World Series in Pittsburgh. We haven't done it since 1979. That's, 46 years. I think it's not the longest drought in Major League Baseball, but that's something that we're working to change from within the clubhouse. I know the organization's doing the same thing, so that's why I'm throwing and lifting and doing all that right now. That's the goal. I have the Cy Young now. What else do I have to accomplish in this game? World Series championship. So we just got to get everybody pushing in the same direction. I think it's going to be better next year, but. Talk is cheap. We have to show up and do it. So I have confidence that we're going to and that we're going to get better. But there's a long way to go, and I'm excited for the challenge.
I love that answer. That's as honest as you can be without, saying what maybe down deep you're trying to get out.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, man. He was
And I like that
really
comment.
Thoughtful
I have a
Cy Young.
What else do I need now? What he wants is a ring. Put pressure on Bob Nutting. As much as you can. All those guys should. Hey, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't think that'll matter. Do you?
Well, if it doesn't matter, then he needs
to. You think that'll work?
It should if you're a competitive person, right? Don't you want to win?
Bob, how long have you been here? You think somebody saying out loud we need to be rowing in the same direction or McCutcheon calling him out last year?
But I'm talking about a guy who now is a Cy Young and is going to be a generational player you may never have again.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Okay.
That's not going to sway Bob Nutting. I can't believe you would even think for 1 second that it would.
Well, I don't know what else to say other than we're due for a break.
We're due for Jeff.
Certainly are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bob, it's been a highly opinionated show today. I think very hot topics. Chris Hoke got involved. We were all yelling at each other. It was quite a thing. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's time for our very good friend Jeff Hathorn. The Hawk Report with Jeff is brought to you by the 5.5% home equity loan special this month at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Jeff, what are you hearing over on the south side this week injury wise? It seemed like Broderick Jones popped up out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, I think it's at this point it's more precautionary than it is worrisome for game time. I mean, Calvin Anderson's preparing himself, but I mean we'll see how the next how this practice and how he reacts tomorrow as well. But it seems like things are a little better for him. And he's really the noticeable one if you look at guys with injuries. And, you know, hey, I mean, you're getting other guys back too. Jabril Peppers is back practicing. So you have some other options to play with, not equating the fact that they play much different snap counts.
Jeff, did I see that Alex Highsmith is somehow on this injury report now? Is that just a precautionary thing as well?
And I should have mentioned him, too, with a pec injury, which is the third different injury this season. He had this groin in training camp and then the ankle where he missed a couple of games with the high ankle sprain and now dealing with a pec. And I feel for him because the last couple of games he's been really good.
Yeah.
But I think that's been more, hey, he doesn't need to be out there this week during practice as much as maybe some other guys. You give Sawyer some more work. So we'll see what tomorrow looks like. But there's some moderate concern with Highsmith, but nothing where he's, you know, looking like he's out yet on Sunday.
Jeff, you were on the Paul Skeens conference call last night after he won the Cy Young Award. And I believe, is this Jeff's question we have here, Limits, about the organization beyond, you know, Skeens and the commitment there? I think it is.
I believe so. Here it is.
And so, like I said, we're going to change it. Donnie is the perfect guy to manage the Pittsburgh Pirates because I've you know, talked to him in the past. Obviously, he knows baseball. He's a people person, baseball guy. That's all great. That's what makes, you know, managers manager material. But he's from Pittsburgh. And I've talked to him, and he said that he wouldn't want to do it anywhere else besides Pittsburgh. That's how people are in Pittsburgh. It's such an interesting city, such an interesting character. And that needs to be our identity coming into next year, I believe. And whatever identity is what it is. But that's kind of what I think we need to get back to, is that gritty blue collar personality that Pittsburgh is. So I'm going to push for that. I know there are others that are going to push for that. And then whoever's new to the organization, they're going to realize real quick that that's what the goal is. So
I wish it were February 10th already, or whatever spring training reporting date is, because, you know, I'm incredibly, I hate the word motivated, but I'm incredibly excited to do this and to push in this direction for next year.
What'd you think of that answer and about Skeen's sort of general demeanor? I thought he was great last night.
I think that's exactly the Paul Skeens they need, that he's not afraid to be vocal, that he's not afraid to say we need to be gritty. There's another comment he made about maybe not everybody there is buying in the way they should. Like, that's what he needs to be. He's got carte blanche to say whatever. Like, there are guys in the organization that would have to worry about speaking their mind, not him. He could say exactly how he feels. He can help facilitate change by some of the things he says. And I think he took a big step in that yesterday. Now, all of that's great. The gritty talk, give me talent. They got to have more talent on that baseball team. I mean, that stuff is good, and that's the way you want the locker room, and I'm glad he's a leader, but now they've got to follow through and get that team more talent.
Jeff Hathorne, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's our What's Cooking segment, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today, Bob, and a high of Larry Foote, 50, a low of 36. Jerome Bettis, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's voice or choice for affordable legal solutions.
Yeah, so Jeff, to me, that's his ability to say what he wants within the context of this team also should be heard by the owner, and I think that's where it starts. Now, you can talk about being gritty all you want, but we all know that they have a lack of talent here when it comes to offensive production. So I can only imagine he's going to go in, if he hasn't already, and talk to the GM, Ben Cherington, and also the owner, and say, hey, we got to do something about this. We need more talent. We have a pitching staff here that can win if given more talent. Do you think that conversation has taken place or will take place?
I think those conversations take place. I don't know if he calls up Bob directly and says, get me more, but I think there's implied in other conversations like, hey, we need to get more, the stuff he says in the public. I mean, I love the comment of him saying, I'm cool when the fans don't show up. Like, we have to earn the fans. And, you know, they're like, no, don't say don't come. But he was very open in saying, if we stink, don't come. We need to earn the right for you to be in that stands. And that's the stuff you want to hear. And, again, all that is great. But what's the action going to be? We've heard a lot of talk. I love what he said. But what's the corresponding action going to be from that front office?
Jeff, we appreciate the time. I'll leave you with this one. Asante Samuel, I mean, this is interesting, very interesting to me. How soon could we see this guy in the lineup? We have about a minute left.
Potentially this week. If so, it would be, isn't it, not in a slot, but an extra defensive back to where maybe they move some things around. Slay's health is going to play into this as well, and whether he's able to come back from a concussion. Eventually, I think you're going to see him get some reps at outside corner. I don't know how much we're going to see, given that he's just joined the team.
Thank you, sir. You're a wonderful man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, boys.
There he goes. Does anybody work harder than him? Maybe you, Bob. You two put in more time than any two people I know. It's incredible.
Well, I try to keep up with Jeff. That's how I look at it. You know, he's like Larry Richard, too. We're all kind of cut out of the same cloth. I think you do the same. If you're in this, you do it because you love it. You want to be involved in it. And, you know, Jeff's involved in just about everything, man. He's calling games, moving here, going there. No matter what the site is, no matter what the game is, he'll be there.
So will you, Bob, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. No, you won't.
Why not?
Because it's Friday. I'm not here on Fridays.
No,
you
Bob,
know,
come
hey, you know, this is
what am I thinking? It's a Donnie Football Friday.
That's right.
Donnie Football will be in here tomorrow, Bob. May we call you? I think you should be a guest at the least on Donnie Football Fridays. There are some days where you really hurt my feelings because,
like today,
you're not on, you're not on our show, but then you go on a PM show.
It's only imagine for a few minutes.
Well,
you could be imagine, on our show for a few minutes.
Imagine my
right,
feelings, Bob, riding around in my car at 3:20 when my partner is on a different show and not mine or his. It's really yours.
We're trying to promote our show. You do it by going on other, and you distribute your product. That's what we're trying to do, right?
That's a fair point. Thank you, Limits. We have to go.
Thanks,
You're
guys.
Ending it that quickly. Maybe I'll call you tomorrow. Limits, will you take my call?
I will take the call, Bob.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.